Hi, thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Localites OKC. I'm Anna Farha.
And I'm Kayla Coffey.
Well, we kicked off our week with such a fun event.
Oh my goodness.
Got to even see our new friend Stacy.
Yes, so our new bestie.
We were talking about OK Bio Brewfest from Thursday night. Kayla's first time to go, my second time.
Yeah.
Definitely got to make sure you go every year.
Okay, and I know we were talking, like, when we had it on and before we had them on, it's kind of like, oh, another beer tasting. And, like, once you've been to a couple beer tastings, you start to see the regular folk, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm always going to see Coop. I'm always going to see Prairie. I'm always going to see Vanessa House, Twisted Spike, Angry Scotsman. Like, you know the drill. But one of the cool things about this event, and then some of the other ones, but not always, is there was liquor distributors out there. There were OK Cider Co. and what was the other
Cider Theory?
Cider Theory, yeah. Oh my gosh, so good. We stayed with them for a little
while.
And
there was wine, too.
There was wine, and then there was Gail from the brew shop doing her thing with wine and beer.
Mm-hmm.
There was Red Earth Brewers. They all brought, like, 20
yeah,
different
they had, yeah, they had, like, at least
things.
12 beers
yeah.
just from Red Earth Brewers.
That was awesome. We finally got to try Shillelagh, and that was my favorite beer of the night, that one that I kept going back for. Now I don't have my thing in front of me to tell me what it was.
I did really appreciate the list.
Yeah. It
the
was
printed
like
list.
The Golden Belgian something. Was it Belgian? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
But whatever. They
I should have brought the
beer.
List.
I know. They had my favorite beer of the night, though, so much so that even I was like, you know, walking around talking to everybody, and I get to Elk Valley, and it's my dude, Evan, and he's like, what have you been drinking? What do you like? Here's some Pompion. I know you like this shit, and I'm like, yeah, of course. I love Pompion. It's my favorite, and I didn't get to the release. Bless you, kind sir. And he's like, what's been your favorite thing? And I was like, actually, this one. You should try it. And he's like, oh, yeah, like, if I get a chance to get away from behind the table, and I was like, I'll go get you one. And he was like,
and that's when
are you
I lost
kidding
you for
me?
A good while.
Yeah, because I ran across the stadium and was like, you have to have this beer. And got Evan a beer and myself a second one. Because, I mean, you feed me Pompion and, like, of course I'm going to move mountains for you. And also, like, he's a good dude and I appreciate him. Shout out. It was just so much fun.
And also shout out to Wes Alexander coming down. From Marshall Brewing.
From Marshall Brewing, the only Tulsa brewery out there.
Yeah, I was like, are you the only one who came from Tulsa? And he was like, yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, of course you
there,
are.
There you go, right? And then who were the other new ones?
Winicky Brewing, which I also found out is the brother of one of the Alpha Chi's who used to be at OCU.
Yes.
So I was like, that's not a common last name. I just asked if he was related to her. He's like, yeah, that's yep. my little sister. I'm like, okay, great.
Of course it is.
So, awesome.
So, overall, incredible event. Great job.
Yes, and even though it was cold as hell.
It was cold as
hell. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I was well prepared because I knew how it would be.
Yeah, we knew it was outside. There were some heaters.
Yeah.
There couldn't have been any more because it got so
packed. Stacey, I know you're listening. So the one thing that I think should have been provided, since not all of the places had it, was the rinse buckets.
Rinse buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I was going to say.
Because there were sometimes beers where it's like, okay, I taste it. I want to pour it out. There's nowhere to pour it out besides like the trash can. I don't want to just like pour it out on the sidewalk.
Right. Or so many people had stouts, but then you wanted to switch to something lighter and not mix them together.
So that was really my only thing that I wish would have been there.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, loved it.
Great.
Thank you so much to them for having us out.
Yes.
And we will,
so worth it.
As soon as they announce the date for next year, we'll make sure that we can be there.
Exactly. Like that is
yeah,
amazing.
I like regret that I haven't been. More besides that one time I went.
I hate that this was my first time.
Yeah.
Because it was an absolute blast.
Well, and actually afterward, I did something else.
Okay, tell me about it.
Because that event was from 5 to 7,
yes.
And I thought I was going to have a hard time getting up to Edmond because I was getting, it was actually a complimentary gel manicure that I was hooked up with through Yelp. Yelp partnered with a spa called Hiatus up in Edmond. And it's pretty close, like, to where UCO is. And so I had my appointment at 7:15 that night. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so hard to, like, get there on time. But because we did so many tastings, like, within like the first hour, we were on it.
Yeah. We were like, here's what's happening.
I was like, oh, I have plenty of time to get there. So I went up there and then got my gel manicure. They did a really good job and it still looks good.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's only been a week, so it should, but,
yeah. But you know,
but yeah, so they were, they did a partnership with Yelp where they were offering a complimentary service, but like you couldn't review them based on that. They had like an event that you reviewed kind of like they do for other stuff. And then they also gave me a 50% off my next service that I have to use like within the next month. So I'll be getting my next gel manicure there too.
Yeah.
And
half price.
But yeah, but it was a really nice spa. They do like all of like the med stuff plus like nails and massages, facials.
Cool.
So they do that plus the more stuff than just normal spas do. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to check them out because I wouldn't go out of my way normally to find a spa in Edmond that right. I would go to, you know? So it was really cool to get introduced to that.
Cool. Well, after the event, I, you know, hopped in a truck with Buck and Jill, Bill as I call them together, and headed over to Elk Valley, and they were trying all of the stouts. So then I just like sipped some of their stouts and then took an Uber home.
Nice.
Like an adult. Mm-hmm. So that was good. Well,
I had a 3-day weekend for work. I was off on Monday for Veterans Day, yeah. which is like a really nice random holiday that the state gives us. And so usually that time of year, I use that as an opportunity to take a trip. Like we've gone to Denver that weekend before. We've gone to Dallas. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I literally can't take off work during open enrollment.
Yeah.
So it's like my only chance to try to take a trip during that like 8-week period. So this time we went to Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Which I'd never been to either of those cities before. Like I've only driven through New Mexico to get to Colorado. So I've never spent any time there. It's really a lot like Colorado and then also like Mexico, like what I imagine Mexico's like.
Okay. 'Cause
it really is just like a perfect blend of kind of those two cultures.
A new Mexico, if you will.
But also still like Colorado.
Well, I know. That's the new part.
I know. Because I was like, yeah, this looks so familiar. Yeah. Like how driving through Colorado and everything. But they have a ton of breweries there. Not all of them were great, to be honest. Some of them were more like the brew pub style,
yeah.
which is like not my fave because it seems like they care more about the food than the beer.
Yep.
But even then it's like, I never feel like the food's that good either. Mm-hmm. but it we went to, the first one we went to was Santa Fe Brewing Co., which is the oldest brewery in New Mexico and from
and
like
I
the late 80s. And so the beer was good because I already knew I liked their
yeah.
beer. The venue was really interesting because they have kind of like these different spaces and they do like concerts there and live music. And but like the inside of it, it felt like how like a Mexican restaurant feels to me.
Okay.
So I'm like, it just like didn't feel like a brewery. But it's fine.
That's fine.
Because I'm sure it's like they use it as an event space a lot.
Right.
So, but yeah, we had a good time. Spent one night Santa Fe, one night Albuquerque.
Cool.
So we made the drive super early Saturday morning and came back on Monday. So it was like a pretty quick trip. But it was nice just to explore a new city. It was really relaxing and fun times. So
awesome. Well, I picked things up on Tuesday. So I was able to skirt on over to Elk Valley real quick to do their beer tasting of their four, and I actually ended up getting five of the beers that are going to be on tap for their anniversary party coming
that
up.
That we'll be speaking about shortly.
Shortly. Some of my favorite highlights, real quick though, were the s'mores and the French toast imperial stouts.
Mm.
Top notch. Absolutely.
So,
top-notch.
Did the French toast taste cinnamony?
It did, but not overwhelmingly. It was more like a warm, creamy comfort, kind of like how
so Patrick might even like it,
but it wasn't like spicy.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense? It wasn't like hit you over the head with it. It was like just right, warm blend. And then we also had one interesting saison that now I can't remember, but it tasted exactly like the holidays too. It was like some kind of cranberry refreshing saison thing.
Oh, okay.
I should have taken more notes. Anyway, it's fine. It was delicious. And then I had Justin's cherry cobbler, which is one of their sour Berliner Weisses. And it was also magical, and it tasted like a tart cherry cobbler.
Lovely.
But in a light, refreshing beer. It was so good. And so, yeah. So that was a lot of fun. I got to learn more about their party that's coming up, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But after that, Social Deck and Dining had invited us out, and I took the lead on this one along with some of my friends from my MBA program. And also my girl, Emma, who ironically knew then the wife of my MBA classmate that I had also invited. It was a whole thing. So it worked out really well to try their four cocktails for their full moon social. So every full moon.
And we talked about it last week.
Yeah. Social Deck and Dining hosts a full moon social with A Clockwork Pour, which is our friend Colby. And they make four incredible house cocktails based on the type of moon, because apparently all the full moons have different like types of moons. This one was a frost moon, which was fitting because it was cold as hell. one of them was a hot toddy. That was incredible. One of them was a mule, and that was also yummy. And then the other two I didn't care for, but it was like, they were both takes on old fashions. One was bourbon, and then one was the Obohoshi rum, which I thought I would like, but I just like wasn't feeling the rest of it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But that's just my personal preferences. And then they also hooked us up with some appetizers. We also ordered a little bit more food and just made a dinner out of it. I had the frites and gravy, which is essentially poutine with cheese curds, because like how
that's what
not?
I get every time.
That's and then I ordered another one and ate half of it, and then ate the other half this morning for breakfast because there's gravy on it. Like, tell me that that's not breakfast. It's gravy. It's fine. Then we had some deviled eggs. We had a meat and cheese board.
A good job on their charcuterie.
Yes, they really do. And unlike the blue cheese balsamic chips, that was the other thing. Anyway, they just knocked it out of the park. I love that space. I am never disappointed when I go there. It's one of the few places I, like, find myself fairly often going. Like, with how often we're always, like, at the new place and soft openings and blah, blah, blah. That's, like, one of the few places that I just keep coming back to.
For sure.
Consistency. Yeah. Love them for it.
Well, and on my Tuesday night, I was at a Yelp Elite event. So we did a progressive dinner with riding the streetcar. Okay. So we started out at the Manhattan.
Yes.
And had some drinks there and some appetizers. And then we walked over to whatever the closest streetcar stop is to there. I was following a group.
Yep.
But then we hopped on the streetcar, took it up to Midtown to go to Cafe do Brasil.
Ooh.
So we went up in the Bossa Nova Lounge and also had some great apps and drinks up there. And then we took the streetcar back down to go to Vast, which is where we had the dessert. So, so like throughout the evening, we got pretty good array of food. Like, I wasn't really that hungry at the end. And then the desserts at Vast were really, really good. Like, they did a strawberry New York style cheesecake, a fudge brownie, and they had a cannoli.
Oh.
And they had like I didn't get it, but they had another option too. So like they were doing the most, and they also had the sparkling rosé for us.
Yeah.
And we were in their lounge, which is like their spillover from their bar. So it's kind of more private area.
Mm-hmm.
But really nice for groups. And I've only been to Vast one time actually, and it was for their lunch buffet a few years ago. So it was kind of nice to just be there again, and kind of reminds me, like, maybe I do need to come here for a real dinner.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in their event space all the time, but I have been to the restaurant only once.
Yeah.
So, oh, man.
But
so
yeah,
much fun.
They did a great job. It's one of the most fun events I've been to in a while.
And you saw our guest from the streetcar episode.
Yeah, Michael was there, and he was like, oh my gosh, yes. And just loved that I reminded him, like, hey, you were on my show.
Because,
like, I definitely didn't expect him to to recognize me or anything because it's been like a year.
Yeah.
Because the streetcar is about to celebrate their 1 year.
Oh my gosh.
And this was the first time I rode it.
Yeah, I still haven't ridden it.
But yeah, it was really cool. And like, if you're not in a hurry, like, I feel like I'm always in a hurry.
I'm always in a hurry. And I'm always coming from so far away. It's like, I'm not going to stop and park and get on it to go somewhere.
Exactly. But if you're trying to hop around downtown,
it's perfect.
I mean, during the peak time of days, they run like every 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then the other times it's like every 15 minutes. So if you have a little bit of time to get between places, like, it really was pretty fun. And like, really felt like a big city. And the one that we rode first was the pink one. So
Pink one's my favorite.
But yeah, so that was really fun. And anytime we have a great Yelp Elite event, I got to meet some new friends too. So yeah,
so much fun.
Really, really good time.
I love that. All right. Well, getting into our events today on Thursday, we've got the local artisans market happening at Whiskey Cake at 4:30 p.m. They're going to be featuring tastings from High West Whiskey and local vendors.
Also on Thursday, and there really wasn't a lot going on. So,
yeah.
And I wouldn't always talk about YNPN events because I'm actually not a member anymore. However, some of our friends are on a panel discussion that they're hosting.
I know all of these panel members.
So,
I love this.
So I wanted to talk about it because it's YNPN gearing up for event season, and it's at OCU Walker Center from 6:30 to 8 p.m. So it's a panel on what to expect when planning events and fundraisers, featuring Leah Roper, who's a past guest of our show and good friend.
Close friend, yes.
Tatiana Cannon, who I know because she was in Loyal Class 12.
Yes.
And then I don't know Caitlin Hardiman.
But I do, because she is in Artisans with me. So she's one of my friends I've met in the last 2 years being a part of Artisans.
Awesome.
And so she's a dancer.
Very, very good amount of experts to learn from different kind of fields. And food and drinks included. It's free for members. It's only $5 for non-members.
What a steal. I love it. All right. So on Friday, it is the grand opening at Ellis Island Coffee and Wine Lounge. And this is a new location off 33rd and Bryant in Edmond. And do you know, so did they have another location and they closed? And now
no, it's just their second.
It's just their second. Mm-hmm. They're doing a grand opening. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're going to be celebrating with live music starting at 7 p.m.
It's also the Holiday Home Tour in Norman through Saturday. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. You can visit 5 lavishly decorated homes to raise money for the Assistance League of Norman. And if you aren't familiar with them, they are dedicated to transforming lives of children and families through their community programs. And it's just $25.
I love a good home tour in general. You know that. But the only way to take it up a notch is a holiday home tour.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like, I already...
There's going to be one coming up in Heritage Hills, too, in a couple weeks that I saw. So
I need to try to make that happen. Because, you know, I love traipsing through rich people's houses and judging their decor. But, like, I'm especially going to judge your holiday decor.
Yeah.
And I love it. Okay. It's also the second birthday celebration at Lazy Circles Brewing from 6 to 11 p.m., I didn't realize it's been 2 years for them.
I didn't either.
They kind of snuck in under the radar. I see them at stuff sometimes, but they're not as like much of a presence. And then, of course, they're in Norman.
Right.
But whenever we finally do our Norman...
I couldn't even name one of their beers.
I couldn't either. But we need to ratify that.
Yes.
By going on our brewery tour in Norman, finally. But they're celebrating this from 6 to 11 p.m. They will have a special release of Boss Lady, which is a tart cherry Belgian...
Double,
but with
but it's like U. Belgian spelled, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Love it. Hey, now we can name a beer Boss Lady, but we've got to get more of their beers.
We do. So also is the Grown Ups Retro Christmas Tree Painting Party at Unplug It's Paint and Play. So this was a new place that I didn't know about. This is from 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday, and it's located at 575 Enterprise Drive, Suite 110 in Edmond. So this is off of Kelly between 15th and 33rd, and they're like a kind of crafting studio.
Fun!
So you can choose several different ceramic items to decorate, and these are like a foot tall. So like they're pretty legit, these Christmas trees. And it's $47 to $69 depending on which tree you pick, and that includes all the supplies. And normally, this is kind of a family-friendly type of place. Mm-hmm. So this one is just for adults, And you can call 405-340-7584 to reserve.
Great. It's also Postcard Perspectives fundraiser at Artspace at Untitled. This is from 7 to 10 p.m. It'll feature thousands of original artworks on 5x7 postcards by artists from 37 countries and most of the U.S. That is so cool.
I know. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Oh, man. Okay. So you must purchase. So the exhibit's going to be on display through the 28th of this month. But if you are going to purchase your tickets for this event, they need to be purchased by 5 p.m. on Thursday. So today, 5 p.m., buy your tickets if you want to go to this Postcard Perspectives fundraiser, which we highly recommend. Tickets are $50, and you can get those online at 1NE3.org, and that is the...
Number three.
Yeah. It's the address for Artspace at Untitled, and then it's /postcardperspectives.
Our last event for Friday is a new event being hosted at Scissortail Park monthly, so it's...
But this did used to happen in the Paseo all the time.
And they might still do it there, too.
Do you think it's the same group?
It is the same group.
Oh, okay.
So it's Sidewalk Astronomy with the OKC Astronomy Club.
So much fun.
And they're going to be doing it at Scissortail Park on third Fridays from 7 to 10 p.m.
I just love the idea of this.
I know.
Because I know nothing about astronomy, but I, like, want to learn, but not, like, enough to take a class.
So yeah. So a no-pressure way to learn.
Exactly. All right. On Saturday, it is a dried flower wreath workshop at Commonwealth Urban Farms from 10 a.m. to noon. You're going to learn how to create a beautiful wreath from dried flowers and greens. This is only $15 to attend.
Also on Saturday, it's the grand opening at the New Bethany Library from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So they're going to be celebrating with music and activities throughout the day. I think we talked about when they temporarily closed. And they moved to a temporary location.
And now they're coming back.
And now they're relaunching at their new one.
It looks gorgeous.
And this was the library that I grew up going to.
Aww.
So I think I might try to make it out just for some nostalgia.
Yeah.
Ask my mom if she wants to come with me.
Because,
I'm like, it's always a really cool when Metropolitan Libraries are renovating, because a lot of them are very old. So,
oh, I know.
So, yeah.
Like, I can still picture the Kingfisher Library that we would go in the summer because it was hot and just, like, play on the computers.
Yeah.
So that all, because we would go, like, as all the cousins so that everyone could have a computer instead of fighting over the one at the house.
Yes.
And air conditioning as a, you know, fun summer outing.
Well, and I'm also making it out for our guest from last week,
yes.
Britain District Day, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So as you know, if you heard last week's episode, it'll be pop-up shops and entertainment. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet, take a listen back, and I will be posting from when I'm there.
Yeah. An event that I mentioned earlier and I'm very excited for is the 5th/1st anniversary party at Elk Valley from noon to 10 p.m. So you might be thinking, 5th/1st? What? So they launched 5 years ago in October and, like, went into distribution of Elk Valley beers. And then 1 year ago in December, they opened their tap room. So they decided November they would bring their anniversaries together for a new date for this 5th/1st anniversary party. And hopefully in the future we can just call it the anniversary and not have to worry about which one it is.
Yeah, I agree.
But stick with the November date. And they're going to be doing prize scratchers for $5, which, of course, we gave away some of. So congratulations to all of our winners on social media for that. And they're also doing Thanksgiving food donations for Palomar. And if you didn't win one of our scratchers, but you would like to purchase one, like I said, they're $5, and that money also goes back to Palomar. So it is a fundraiser for their neighbors there in the community. They're going to be doing special beer releases, some of which I talked about earlier. S'mores, French toast, so incredible. They've got the full list of them on the Facebook event. And then Butcher Barbecue Stand is going to be there from 2 to 6 p.m. And so this is a special treat for people, because I know people go out, wait in line.
In Wellston,
drive
right?
Drive forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
For Butcher Barbecue. And so they did that one Butcher Barbecue Stand night that sold out. Like, this is coveted barbecue, people. So go take advantage, 2 to 6 p.m. They're also going to be doing Make Your Own S'mores Bar from 6 to 8 p.m. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be up on the rooftop. They've got a big heater set up out there and be able to enjoy the views and enjoy the weather. And it's just going to be a really fun event. And it's so much fun to see all these people that we had on the show having all their anniversaries.
Yeah, and our last event for Saturday is Wine for Wickets at Dunlap Cotting from 7 to 9 p.m. So I think we did talk about this event last year.
It sounds familiar.
It's a fundraiser for the Villa Kazi Foundation, which seeks to better the lives of South African children through improved access to education, health, and athletics. And when I was looking more at their who's involved with them, Kristen Torkelson's on their board.
Of course
she is. Past guest of our show.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool for that connection. And they'll have South African wine, food, music, and a silent auction. It's $30 in advance or $35 at the door. And you can buy those at villakazi.org. It's V-I-L-A-K-A-Z-I.
All right. On Sunday, it is the BF Farms Wine Dinner at Red Rooster from 6 to 9 p.m. This is a four-course dinner featuring Oklahoma grass-fed beef and wine pairings by Provisions Fine Beverages. Tickets for this are $85.
And those are on Eventbrite.
Yes.
Our last event for Sunday is also a wine dinner. It's Silver Oak Wine Dinner at Stella from 6:30 to 9 p.m. It's a five-course pairing dinner with Napa Red Wines.
Okay.
And yum. It's $125. You can call 405-235-2200 to reserve.
Okay, so this is just a slight commentary, but I like when I know it's reds, because I like reds.
Right.
When it's a regular wine pairing of four wines, you know, like, only one of those is going to be a red.
Yeah.
And so this is a lot of fun, and that is great info that I need. All right, on Tuesday, it is the November Veggie Dinner at Picasso, starting at 6:30 p.m. This theme is turkey-inspired fare, so it's $32 for just the food, $12 to add on the wine pairings, and of course this is a veggie dinner, though, which is inspired by turkey.
Yes.
You can call 405-620-2002. Did I get that right?
602.
Yes, 405-602-2002. So many twos. for reservations.
Our last event for the week is on Wednesday at Revolucion. It's Murals and Margaritas from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So this is actually a new mural that's in that kind of divider off of Klassen, mm-hmm. Between 7th and 9th Street. It's in partnership with OKC Beautiful, and they're going to have a dedication of the mural there at the site, and then a reception to follow at Revolucion.
Fun! I love that. That wraps up our events for the week.
I'm not ready, but we're already falling.
Today we're welcoming back on a guest who is frequently spoken of on our show, but this time she is on in her new role. Formerly when she was on, she's changed jobs since then. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Janelle Archer, and I am the marketing and public relations manager for Allied Arts and the ghost of this podcast, apparently.
Right? And best friend of us. But we're so excited to have you in the studio with us today. Again, that's, you were previously on about 2 years ago for ConfluenceCon, or a year and a half, or however long it's been, right?
Yeah.
It's been...
Was that 2017?
2 years ago. That was 2017.
Yeah.
Almost 3 years ago.
Almost 3 years ago. Goodness. Yeah. So we are so glad that we had the perfect opportunity to have you back on Around OKC. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
So... just a little background on the organization that I work for, Allied Arts. We are an umbrella fundraising organization that raises money for 40 different arts nonprofits each year. So that includes the Oklahoma City Ballet, Lyric Theater, Oklahoma City Museum of Art, but also like some smaller nonprofits like one called Kids Alive, Metropolitan School of Dance, and many more. So that money kind of goes and supports multiple different organizations in central Oklahoma. But back last January, I started there over a year ago now, but last January we were the recipient of a grant from the Oklahoma City Community Foundation. They hosted this challenge for their 50th anniversary called the Great Idea Challenge, where they were giving out large grants to the top five or six organizations that won this challenge. And what they asked us to do was provide our one big idea to make Oklahoma City better. And they chose the top ones and then they funded them. So we were really fortunate to have been a recipient of that grant. And with that, we created Art Around OKC, which just launched in October.
Yes, you guys may have seen on our Instagram story, I was at the launch party. So much fun. We had lots of live music. It was in Kerr Park. You had beer from Stone Cloud. I had Turtle Head. There was food from a food truck. I ate chicken fried rice. What food truck was that? Do you remember?
Mekong Spice.
There you go. Thank you.
We had them at Plaza Festival. Yeah.
Solid. It was so good. I also had a spring roll. It was delicious. But okay, could you tell us more about launching this brand? And I know there's like some special components with the logo and whatnot.
Yes. So Art Around OKC is your one-stop shop for arts and cultural events in central Oklahoma. So you can go to our website. It's artaroundokc.com. And you can view different categories of art, and it will populate events that are coming up within that category of art. So if you said, I want to go to a theater show with a group on next Saturday, what is available for me? You can find that. There's also pages for free events too. So if you're on a budget and you want to see something within the arts, or you want to bring kids to something within the arts that's free, you can also find those listings as well. And there's also an arts and education component to it where, and we're still kind of building that out a little more, but the goal for that is to connect educators with arts opportunities for their classrooms. So a lot of our member agencies host field trips or have many other classroom opportunities. So we want to be kind of what is connecting educators and homeschool parents with our organizations and what they do for education.
That's awesome. I know when you first told us about it, I was like really excited because I told you before how I live by the Allied Arts monthly newsletter, because it's gives you everything going on with all their partner agencies for that month. And like, that's how I get a lot of our content for our show. So to have another avenue that kind of helps do that, plus expands where it's not just your partner agencies, or it's more broad than that. So that gives us even more, like, it's good to have that as one place.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. And well, the email that we do, if you're on our email list, it features just our 25 member agencies. So that doesn't even include our grantees.
Oh, okay.
So Art Around OKC is really great because we can promote our member agencies, grantees, other arts nonprofits that aren't affiliated with us at this time, and for-profit organizations.
Awesome. Well, what are some of the events that, like, maybe you didn't know about that you've discovered because of being part of this?
Ooh, Art Space and Untitled is doing a really cool postcards event this weekend. I think on the
15th. Yeah, we actually talked about it in our events earlier on today's episode.
That one seems really cool. They've been really great to interact with on social media, too. It's been really cool to see some of these smaller nonprofits really embrace the program. Just I run all the social media channels, so I get a lot of that communication, and it's really fun to see it being used by other organizations, and that it feels like it's fulfilling its purpose of being a service to, I mean, the community, but also to these organizations as essentially free promotion. There are a lot of organizations that only have staffs of one or two. They don't have a marketing team, and so they do the marketing themselves, and that can be really hard when you're also, you know, working on overhead and programming and things like that. So it's a really great way that I get to help them too.
So how does an organization like submit to be on the site?
Right. So we are really fortunate to where we got to hire somebody on our team that their job is devoted to Art Around OKC and the content management of the site.
Awesome.
So her name is Macy French. She's really great. But she spends a lot of her days just keeping up with arts organizations and events and uploading them to the website herself. So, because we didn't want to solely rely on submissions, because as I said, when a group only has one or two staff members, they don't have time or think about submitting to a bunch of calendars because there are a few community calendars out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really lucky to have her doing that. But if you want to submit yourself, there's also a link to submit at the bottom of the webpage if you're on our website. Or you can just shoot me a DM. Our handles are all Art Around OKC, but Instagram is Art Around OK. And you can just always shoot me a DM and I can connect you with our team. We've already had a few organizations want to set up meetings and collaborate with us. So that's been going really well.
Okay. So I have a question. What's been your favorite part of the process that's come about just launching this?
Yeah. So I'll get really niche and marketing-y. but my favorite part has been really like coming up with a concept and launching it in-house within your organization. I got to do that in the agency world a lot when I came from an ad agency, but it's so different. Not to say it's not challenging, but when you're at the agency, the client already has a general concept of what they want advertised and made, already put together. You give feedback, but essentially the client is still king. So being on,
cause they're paying you.
Yeah. Right. Right. So on this side, you know, I got to create the RFP for the website and the design work and things like that. And I got to listen to agencies pitch to me, which I had always been on the other side of that. So now I'm watching like my own friends.
You're the king now.
No, but like I got to watch my own friends pitch to us and share their ideas with us about what this could be. And then, you know, hired a really great agency, got to work with a really great artist as well. And we got to name it together and brand it together and kind of really help decide what we wanted this to feel like for our audience. So that was really rewarding for me. It's a lot of responsibility. So it was a lot of work, but I'm really happy with the end result.
It turned out beautiful. That's Chris's art is absolutely magical.
Thank you. He is actually, if you do an employee giving campaign with Allied Arts, he's our step up artist for 2020. So if you donate through an employee giving campaign at $150 level, you get this really awesome piece of his artwork. And if you don't do a campaign with Allied Arts,
you should.
Because it's pretty great.
Well, and something like I'm just kind of playing around on it right now, and you can just, you know, search by date of everything that's on the site. So like if you're wanting to know what's going on this weekend, like, yeah, there's stuff on here that we talked about on the show, but like there's also a lot of stuff that we wouldn't maybe normally talk about, or especially like the music events, we tend to not really talk about the music stuff going on just because there is so much that it can really dominate things. So we just kind of don't go there. But like to be able to have that, and even like something I see coming up for this weekend, like, you know, stuff going on at the Cowboy Museum that like you probably wouldn't always know about their stuff that's not their big events.
Right.
You know?
And they have so many events.
And even one there's like something called Redbud Studio, so I'm assuming it's like an art studio.
Yes.
They're doing a felt wool stocking workshop this weekend. Like things you would probably never find on your own.
They hosted Allied Arts for a class there and it was so much fun. Two female business owners opened this studio. They're on May, like May and Wilshire-ish area.
Yeah.
And they have lots of really affordable crafting classes. And I had a blast with them.
Yeah, because I come across crafting type of events randomly, but not really like regularly. And I think a lot of people do have an audience for that.
For sure. No, that the event below it, a macrame class. And I remember you teach me what macrame was.
Yeah.
Because of class like this live on the show.
Yeah. So I think it's a really nice compliment to what we do with Localites OKC, because we obviously love talking about a lot of this type of stuff that you all are helping promote as well. So I think between us and this website, somebody would very much be set on what they need to do in Oklahoma City.
Right. And we've had a lot of even news organizations want to partner with us too. Just because
like,
it does.
How can we put our name on this?
Yeah. Like it does fill such a need. Which is really great. I think it says a lot about this community and the willingness to collaborate.
And just the fact that people, just like kind of how we started, like people want to know what's going on. They don't want to put in the work to find out, though. And that's what makes it easy, is having something like this. So,
okay, so before we wrap up, could you tell us a little bit more about other events that Allied Arts has going on? I know there's one in particular that we talk about all the time, and it's our favorite, but if you would do a little plug.
Yeah, so our Artini event is coming up on March 27th. We are in full swing of planning it. And
it's so nice of you to host a whole event in honor of my golden birthday. Like, thank you so much for that.
Oh, you know, anything for you. no, but all the money goes to Allied Arts. And it's a really, really fun event. It's going to be back at Farmers Market this year. If you aren't familiar with Artini, it is a giant martini tasting competition and art auction. So it's a ton of fun, martinis everywhere, it's all local. So it's, I think, Oklahoma's largest all local art auction, which is pretty cool. I cannot tell you all the theme just yet, but we are really, really close to launching it. And you have to trust me on this. It is truly going to be the best theme, and it's going to be completely over the top. I already know what decor we're using and have looked at many costumes and things that are coming, and Kayla's going to be obsessed.
Yeah, I know. But because Patrick's on the committee again for it. And yeah. So
this is my,
maybe that might be his excuse to be back on.
This is my first time. I was on the committee the last 2 years prior. So this is my first time in 3 years to not be on the committee. So I'm like over here dying from FOMO of Artini.
It's going to be great.
I literally can't
But definitely save the date now, because yes. That ends up being like around the really busy start of spring of all the events going on. And so I know I asked you for that date like months ago. I was like, do you guys have the Artini date yet? Because I just always block it off.
And it's a little bit earlier.
And I had to miss last year because I was out of town. So I'm like, I'm not missing for 2020.
Yeah, and it's a little bit earlier this year too, which is a little different. But it's gonna be a lot of fun and
it consistently ranks within our top 10 favorite events, always.
I'm a little biased because I work there, but I would say, speaking as somebody who attended the event for a long time before I worked there, like, it is a top under 40 young professionals. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go at any age, but that's kind of our target market, and it's a top event for sure.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you wanted to add about Art Around OKC or Allied Arts?
Yeah, just please visit the website, www.artaroundokc.com, and look around, look and see what organizations are on there. We have an organization list, too. And if you like what you see, I would highly encourage you to also visit the Allied Arts website, which is alliedartsokc.com. And you can really read a lot more about our mission on there and the nonprofits that we support and different ways that you can donate. For as little as a $50 donation, you can receive our OK City card, which is this super awesome discount card that you can use at 200 businesses in over 400 locations. And some of those include tickets to shows from our member agencies, and a lot of them are buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
Like the ballet, the Philharmonic, Lyric Theater. So you honestly can make that donation back.
Very quickly.
Very quickly. And the money goes to the
artists. I made mine back in the first month of the year.
Right. So. And so there are so many ways that you can give back to Allied Arts, but the OK City card is a really great place to start. And it's truly a great organization, and I hope you take a look at it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Janelle.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Well, that was so nice to have Janelle back on the show with us, besides just us talking about her. So.
Right. Always good to bring the ghost in and let it talk every once in a while.
Awesome. Well, we do have a happenings update. So if you guys ever drive on I-44 by Belle Isle, you've probably seen the billboard that REI is finally opening this weekend.
Yes.
And it, I think, was it the one that was Babies R Us? I forget.
But, I have no idea.
But it's one. It's right there by where Nordstrom Rack is and where it used to be Babies R Us. And yeah, it's that has kind of changed a little bit in the Belle Isle station. And
yep.
I know that's kind of one of those shopping centers that I grew up going to just because we lived super close to there. And
yeah.
And so for when Nordstrom Rack came in, that was a really big
classy
deal. And then now that REI is coming, I kind of love that it's coming there and not Chisholm Creek.
Yeah.
And, those kind of more expected places.
Totally agree. But and it also sets it apart from
like Cabela's.
Cabela's and Bass Pro. I was going to say, when I think about that kind of wear, I think of Cabela's and Bass Pro. And those are already on other spectrums of the city. And this one's like right in the center.
Yes.
Between those two, if you will. I mean, it's kind of more of a V, but like, if you were trying to disperse them, they did a good job.
Yeah, definitely. And I know they're really popular in other states. And
yeah.
So again, that's kind of one of those places that really says a lot that, that they are willing to come here. Something I remember about them is that they launched a campaign, like a kind of anti-Black Black Friday campaign.
Yes.
And so I always kind of really like liked and respected them for that. That it was called Opt Outside, where it's like, go do something fun outside in nature, not go shopping. And But they do participate in like Cyber Monday though. So right. You can like get your deals online.
Exactly. Still shop with us and get a good deal, but we're taking a stance against the consumerism craziness that has become Black Friday. And hey, you know, that's...
And I hope they stay doing that again.
I would say that's a successful marketing campaign. If you still remember it, at least 1 year later, I think that was like 2 or 3 years ago though.
Yeah.
That they just like re-up and man, like how many campaigns can you say that about?
Yeah, so, okay, I just looked it up. They've been doing it since 2015, where they do not open on Black Friday.
There you go. 3 years.
And
not 3 years.
It's happening again this year.
2018.
No. Yeah, it's since 2015.
Oh, so that was 3 years, and this will be the fourth year.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, good for them. Look at me mathing. Okay. Anyway, we're super excited for them, and that's all that we could find for happenings. It's kind of, it feels like last week was super dramatic, and then this week it's like calming down and we're getting into the holidays.
Yeah, but make sure you're following us on social media at Localites OKC on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We would love if you listen to us on iTunes to review our show on there.
Yes.
We're assuming you would think it's 5 stars.
Of course, but also if you have any feedback, instead of leaving it there, you know you can always email us, DM us, fill out the form on our website. We are happy to hear from you guys in any way that, you know, tickles your fancy. How's that? Comment on a blog post. Let us know that you read those.
Yeah, like, that would be nice.
Let's see what's going on. But we appreciate you all. And until next week.
Bye.